Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Come check out on twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork, July 29th from 10 to 10. We are doing The Grind. Yeah, that's right. It is every person from The Last Podcast Network. We got new shows that are going to be debuting for the Twitch channel, and it's all going to be set to the incredible tunes of our favorite mid-aught show, The Grind. It's going to be sexy and sunny and blubbery. Twitch.tv/lastpodcastnetwork.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last time. Yes.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
All right, let's start the show.
It's
Saturday Night Live.
It is not.
It's Saturday night.
Tuesday afternoon pre-recorded.
Oh, okay.
This is what we do. It's called a podcast. Whoa. Unfortunately, I do wish we
were live. Let's hop right into it.
I happen to go see our boy, Oppie.
Who?
Mr. Oppenheimer.
Ooh, Oppenheimer. I heard there was a lot of hot sex.
There isn't.
Well, I heard there was.
This is the only spoiler.
You don't go see the Barbie movie and take notes like Ben Shapiro did?
That is the saddest, driest pussy thing I've ever heard anybody do ever. I went to see Oppenheimer again, according to SAG strike stipulations. This is real.
Okay.
Which is, and I do believe that this should be true. You should go see these movies because should you're supporting the artists within the movies, right? And I got nothing to do with this movie, so I can talk about it. I'm not even necessarily promoting it, because the one thing I went to go see, I didn't get.
What's that?
Open Cillian Murphy Oppenheimer dong.
I thought there was a lot of sex. I was told there was a lot of hot moaning and groaning between scientists humping each other.
Straight up sold Natalie on coming to see this movie, because she was like, I'm going to go see the Barbie movie.
She wants to see that Cillian cock.
That's what literally what I said. I was like, don't you want to see Cillian Murphy's dick?
Right.
And she was like, yeah.
That's the real mushroom.
I was like, I want to see it. Exactly.
That's the real mushroom bomb.
It's the tip. But I
doesn't everything at the end of the day that explodes resemble a penis? Hmm. Isn't that kind of nice? Look at the Amazon logo. It's just a cock that smiles. You ever notice that?
No.
Once you notice it, you will only see a cock that's smiling.
Let me look at this.
It is just a cock, and they're like, no, that's his smile. No, it's a penis.
It's definitely look. Oh, yeah.
It's a
yeah.
cock.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you see it.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue on with your diatribe. Did you like the movie?
It's all right.
It's aight.
You saw Rob. I went with everybody. We watched it. If I didn't do the fucking 13 hours of Manhattan Project information, I don't know if I would know what the movie was, what was happening.
But isn't that half the fun? Also, this is Christopher Nolan, right?
Yes.
He's the guy who made Tenet.
Yeah, he likes to write scripts and then cut every fifth word out of the script so you don't know what's happening.
Isn't that weird?
But I do thought, again, big, oh, there was boobies in there and they were fine. But then it was like, how do I say more bomb? I wanted more bomb.
I could see that, of course.
But at the same time, I'm coming in hot here at the very top of the episode. We haven't even introed
not yet. No, I want you to finish this, because this is what people came to the episode for. So after this, even before we hop right into it, you can stop listening. So anyway, final thoughts. Star system or thumbs up system?
Well,
how many stars, how many thumbs?
Extremely well acted.
That's not part of this. Okay.
Everybody's very serious.
You're really circling the wagons here. You can say you didn't like it.
No, because that would be incorrect. It's not that I didn't like it. I actually liked it very much. It was a good drama. But I was kind of, I just wanted more bombs, sloughing.
More sloughing. Okay.
I mean, in my mind, I know that it might be inappropriate. And again, Cillian Murphy's 10-foot fucking IMAX size penis was what I was.
Is he known for a big penis?
I'm just saying, on an IMAX.
Well, anyone's I have a big ding dong on an IMAX.
My goal was to go see it and then see if I was bigger than the penis.
on the screen. It's a whole body.
Yeah. Because again, I was excited for it. You see a little bit of his balls.
Now that this strike is going to go on forever because the executives are fucking unbelievable schmucks, maybe porno will just finally come back to the big screen.
Yeah, you wait.
And we can see if our entire bodies are the size of some of these guys' ding dongs.
I just feel like
welcome
it doesn't
to
need
side stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
It doesn't need to be full on pornography to see a penis.
No, it doesn't have to be full on, but if I'm going to see it, I would like it to be fully elongated.
Oh,
I don't
like
want to watch
penis.
I don't want to watch the NBA players in the locker room before the game. I want to see them on the court. So yeah, why? Of course you want to see an erect penis. Yes, of course.
That is really interesting.
What do you mean?
That is true.
You would rather not see an erect penis? Well, there's something much. I mean, it just reminds me of the YMCA when I was growing up. Yeah. Old man dong. You can never forget it. I would much rather see an erect penis on the screen than an unerect penis on the screen because unerect penises, again, they're just get a job.
Yeah, I feel like I'm because the same thing. Sick origin stories.
Yeah, I don't care.
I like to see the end, but I guess that's why it was disappointing. But our buddy, David Dasmalchian.
Oh, he's
crushed it.
He is
Jack
so
Wade,
good.
Friend of the show. Crushed
You know what else I watched recently? It was just, well, without the sound, but with subtitles, Dune.
Yes.
And
wait a second. So you watched it silently and then you read it?
It was
there's
in the
like
corner.
20 words of dialogue.
It was in the corner of the bar I was at. And they were playing it because it's a cool bar.
Who's
so they don't show
playing
sports.
Dune at the bar?
It's one of those hipster bars. You know, they always show like, this was, you know, whatever. Imagine John McCain and Lindsey Graham's buttholes. And then they show you that.
That's not real. But
I don't know.
I don't even know what movie you'd even be postulating about.
Oh, the old Senator's Grunt.
But
you never watched the Senator's Grunt?
Oh my God.
You don't want to be that guy.
He
lives in the bathroom.
They put a silent dune on and then you watched it and then you just watched like
I liked it.
Five words crawl across the screen.
But that makes it much easier for subtitling. Because if you're a subtitleist, you get paid the same as if you're doing something with like a massive word. Like if you're
Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, where if you were literally click, 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 it would be walls. Because
a lot of words.
A lot of talking.
Oh, come on.
It was good, though. It was really good. And it was compelling. Cillian Murphy did a good job. They did a good job. Did you know?
We already know.
Did you know? Oppenheimer.
Why are your hands so cold? He's touching me, folks.
It's because
why are they so cold?
It's just because, again, I've been.
Are you alive?
I don't know. No,
yuck.
Feel my icy grip.
Yeah.
Feel my icy grip.
It is icy.
I want you to know for certain, just so you know, in case you were remotely concerned, don't worry. Oppenheimer was super guilty in it.
Okay, fantastic. Well, speaking of super guilty and erections, Henry, we have an update. This is a story that we have covered. Yeah, we know we're not internet sleuths, but we have covered this story for a long time, and it is about the GIMP of the UK.
Well, the Somerset
this
GIMP has
man,
gone to trial.
He's
32 years young, and he doesn't look it.
Joshua Hunt.
He is
aged like a GIMP, so he does look much older, but he took the stand, I believe, and he was
and
not
he went,
wearing any. Yep. And he was not wearing any of his GIMP makeup.
No.
And he looks very, very British.
Yeah, he's not Lady Gaga.
No, he's
not. You know what I mean? It's not like he shows up and like, oh, I can't believe what he looks like with no make on. No, he kind of looks exactly what I thought the Somerset GIMP was going to look like.
I suppose so.
He looks
Joshua
like Prince
Hunt.
Harry's plumber.
Yeah, he really does.
Like,
he's got
guy,
some funky teeth. You
he
know,
looks
he's got
like
the funky
shit.
Hair.
He's got the same. I don't know what happens to British men.
I'm not sure. Something in the water there. Joshua Hunt, he's accused of two charges of provocation.
Provocation.
Or violence under Section 4 of the Public Order Act, which does mean that somebody had to be like, don't forget to add the GIMP.
I feel like there was that. There was somebody been like, oh, I just know, good sir, add leather clad to this description. But there was a, it is interesting.
North
he's under
Somers-
a court order, which I find fascinating. I don't know how do you actually make sure that this is being adhered to? Where he says what? Here, he is not allowed to wear a mask or possess one in a public space according to a court order.
It's gonna, you watch him.
But then he's not allowed to wear black all-in-one clothing. So there's not even like the gimp suit.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
He can't dress like, what's her name?
Steve Jobs.
Catwoman.
Oh, yes. He can't dress, because of course he looks.
He can't dress like Catwoman.
Eartha Kitt and Michelle Pfeiffer, the two best cat women around.
So he was also told to not crawl, wriggle, or writhe on the ground while wearing a full body covering or mask.
Now, this does seem very specific.
It's very specific. Yeah. And then a part of me wonders, like, let's just say it's Halloween. Right, so this leads up.
But it's not though.
Right, we're gonna get to Halloween.
I don't deal in hypotheticals.
How do you?
I don't deal in hypotheticals.
How do you live a whole life? How do you live a whole life? Hypotheticals come up all the time.
All right,
it's
fine.
It's everything you don't know.
Fine, throw it at me.
It's October, right? Imagine pumpkins, brisk feeling in here.
I'm just thinking of the Batman now.
Orange and black. But
is a tool.
He's in costume, right? Let's say he's
not allowed
up.
To be in costume.
I guess not at all. And so he's got a mask on. I guess he's not allowed to participate in Halloween at all. How much of a bummer is that? First of all, legally, you're not allowed to participate in Halloween.
He overdid it.
But then what?
He overdid it.
He really did. He was living Halloween out loud for too long.
Absolutely. It's the same reason Robert Downey Jr. can't drink anymore.
No, he
overdid it. He can't do it.
He shows up at people's houses now, and Iron Man can't do that anymore.
No, he cannot.
Let's say he in his own home. Let's say, okay.
No, he can't. He could ride in his own home.
Let's say he's in his own house, right?
Yeah.
And he's wearing a mask because he's going to scare his family.
He would.
And then he covers himself accidentally in gasoline and gets set on fire. And then he wriggles out of his own home, right? Let's say he wriggles out of his own home. Army crawls out, right? Because he's on fire and he's trying to keep the fires from spreading to his family. And then he's rolling around the front lawn. And then a police officer, a bubby, he comes by, right? No weapon. Totally vulnerable.
Yeah, how is he going to put the fire out without a gun?
On fire, rolling around in the grass, right? And then you think his thing's been like, one ticket for you, you pervert.
Well, maybe the...
Oh, you pervert, I see how you do your ride and your wriggle. It's against the law.
I like to think that UK officers would put him out first and then give him a ticket. In the US, you just get the ticket and probably burns up with your body as you die.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, of course, the defendant is accused of using towards another person threatening... abusive or insulting words or behavior with intent to cause that person to believe that immediate unlawful violence will be used against him or another by any other person. Just not hung out in America?
No, I don't think so. You know what it is? It's the thing about how they tried to shut down Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's out there. He can't even wriggle.
Boy, they wouldn't even let his hips on television.
No, they won't. That shows how far we've come.
Have they not heard of roast humor?
I mean, this is, again, we're not going to go back into how is this a crime or not. We're not going to even broach
the
subject.
We're not going
to
do it.
Because he is obviously now here. It's mostly just good to look at his face and understand that's what the gimp looks like.
But now, to be fair.
I think that's the most important lesson we can all learn, is that the look at this man's face and look at yourself in the mirror and decide, do I want to be this man?
Do I want to be the next big gimp?
Because now he's fighting hard against being a gimp, and which is, again, not what a gimp's supposed to do.
I didn't.
That's also against a gimp's culture.
He's sort of defining gimp culture to me. He's kind of he really shed a light on gimp culture. And I don't know if that's fair to the gimp community
but
he's the most famous gimp that I know.
He is unfortunately the most famous gimp outside of Pulp Fiction. And now he's
Well, but that, of course, was an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor. Now that he is, now we know, I've received many interesting emails about people that you are allowed to absolutely be somebody's sex slave consensually.
Yeah, of
And course. Now he's trying to show that everyone's got, you got to sign on the dotted line
if you
want to make that high knee bounce.
If you take a look at the number of dog cages sold across the world and the number of dogs that are actually kept as pets, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people using those.
There's a lot of overlap.
But interestingly enough, he can be a gimp again. This all expires. All
in
of
January.
These rules, they all expire in January. So
he's just
going to
keep it with his family inside of his own home.
I don't know about the family situation there. He's pleaded not guilty. So we'll keep you updated on the Somerset Gimp as he's officially unmasked and on trial. You know, usually when people are masked and unmasked, everyone's like, remember when Kiss was like, let's take the makeup off.
The worst
and everyone
move.
Was like, just put the makeup back
well,
on
they
there.
They did an unplug thing. They tried to do a thing where, which again, I love Love Gun, right? I love Lick It Up.
God
I love
made
Lick It Up.
Rock and Roll.
Love God. Love that song.
Sure.
But it does have like, when you make it acoustic, I don't know.
it, you know
it
what,
it loses
though?
Something.
My friend Brian Newman, he was
Make
the lead.
Lick it up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Lick it up. Lick it up.
Tony Bennett might be dead, but his soul is inside of you.
Can you believe he fucking died?
I'm very sad. My friend Brian Newman was his number one trumpet player, and he was all over the news, and I sent him a message, and I said, I'm sorry for your loss, but isn't that amazing that he knew a legend, an icon, and the last of the crooners in Tony Bennett? 96, we'll all be lucky to get there.
Michael Bublé. Mikey Bublé is the new crooner.
Yeah, I get, but he's the new gen. But you're right. He makes all those middle-aged women just, they love
cream.
It. And I will say, in Bublé's favor, he is at least, like, if he fucked your mom, you'd be like, all right.
Well,
if you walk in and you see Ed Sheeran's pimply, reddish ass.
I'm going to pull him out and get out of here, Ed. Beat the living fucking. No British woman gets to have sex with my mother.
But Bublé, you're like, you have it. Bublé, you
Bublé. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, in a way, I kind of feel like, in a way, he'd be classy. He'd write a check.
Oh, it definitely
I feel like he'd show up. Yeah, he'd had sex with your mother and be like, hey, Bally, I know it's a terrible memory for you. It's $10,000.
It's $10,000.
Be like, Mr. Bublé, you're welcome back anytime.
All right.
You're my new daddy.
Well, isn't that exciting?
I've heard some good. I got some good conspiracy news today. I don't even know if I'm allowed to share about Rex Heuermann's connections to the former administration.
You know, I bet you can share it.
It is. I mean,
I
who
bet
knows?
You can share it.
There's some shit, man. There's because I don't
you're
have any
get
data.
Suicided?
I don't even know. I just got any.
No, that's why it's a conspiracy theory. Okay. No data needed.
I just got.
What's the conspiracy?
It's a word on the whim. It's a word on the wind.
Yeah.
I got through various sources.
What's okay?
Look in there. We'll find out.
What job? Just I don't want to know the sources, but do they have jobs?
You see this?
Uh huh.
Sticking your out. That's what I did. You, the audience couldn't hear that.
All right. So
the audience couldn't hear that because I did it visibly. Yeah.
So it's blowing in the wind. So what's the conspiracy?
Rex Heuermann has once on the payroll of the Trump community for various city-based work. This is apparently completely real, and he has a lot of connections to Rudy Giuliani. And there's
with it. There's a bunch of schmucks hanging out with schmucks. Sure.
It is very possible. Who knows that Rex Heuermann was a little bit more.
You think
than
that Giuliani was hiding the bodies with him?
His self-appointed job of killing sex workers was his side gig.
Well, yeah, you don't get
Yeah, it's hard to monetize.
It's like when you're a weekend warrior and you're
hard because on Patreon, they hate that. They don't have any hitman anymore.
No, they
They're
don't.
Really like anti the whole like pay me to kill people on my gold tier.
The most disgusting thing is, I think if he did do a Patreon, he would probably get 10 grand a month.
For what?
Just being a murderer.
I swear to God.
You're
literally talking about a movie that just got pitched the moment you just said it.
The thankfully, idea of a Patreon
for murderers.
Down.
Yeah, that's like literally people are trying to get the stuff done. Don't worry. They're all
we'll
fluttering.
Keep you updated on the Gilgo Beach killer.
Yeah, we're going to find out how that rolls out. But I think we'll see how my conspiracy. My conspiracy sources, how they unwind these many webs they weave.
You say conspiracy, but I think Giuliani was probably aiding and abetting in most murders.
A lot of weird shit.
Also, lastly, from my perspective here, Brian Koberger's defense. So his defense is trying to say he was nowhere near Idaho.
We'll see what happens. He's been like pinging off of every. That is the one thing we know for a fact that where he was. We know where he was.
Anyway, so that's his defense, is it? Hey, it wasn't me. I wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
Anyway, it's interesting. I'm actually interested, though, that Koberger is actually putting on such a defense because I thought that he was going to make this like his big horse and pony show about how I did it.
How he did it.
But I guess he's going a different direction.
It's because he doesn't want to go to jail. Because he's probably very frightened of what's going to happen when he goes to jail. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. A nightmare for him. It's going to be a nightmare for
him. As it should be.
Live from your grave.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Because you know what else my conspiracy theorists have been tweeting anymore?
No, it's Xing.
It's Xing.
What a fucking, I love it. It's all burning.
What a fucking
burn it all down. Who cares?
But this tomorrow, of course, today, this episode that's coming out, of course, is the Side Stories Permanent Curse, which is all of the news, for some reason, comes out on a Wednesday afternoon.
Hump day.
I don't know why.
They do say that the most productive day of the week is the Wednesday. Monday, you're thinking about Sunday. Tuesday, you're like, I got a whole week ahead. Wednesday, you're like, let me get some work done.
Then
Thursday,
crunch.
It's already Friday.
Yeah, you know, that's how I feel.
But exactly. But
Wednesday, tomorrow, is this massive hearing about the UAP situation inside of the government. There's going to be... there's a lot, right?
Because we'll
the stuff
down.
That's really coming through. I mean, I don't know a heck of a lot. I know that David Grush is going to talk. I know some other people are going to talk. There are some witnesses that are going to come and all talk about, like, I also don't know what we are going to be able to hear. Because I know some of it's closed doors, some of it's not. We're going to find out what comes out at the end of this whole hearing. Next week, we're going to be able to really unpack it. It'll be nice to have a couple of days, honestly, to sit and read through everything that kind of come out because of this whole, whatever this disclosure
whatever
meeting
is. Whatever it's going to be. Well, we know there's a dude, his name is Christopher Mellon.
This guy.
Sounds like a porn star, speaking of which. Christina Mellon.
Christina Mellons.
He says, I've been told that we have recovered technology that did not originate on this earth.
And Chucky Schumer's been saying the same fucking thing. Old Marky Mark Rubio has been saying the fucking same thing. They're all coming out of the woodwork saying that we heard tale that there's some secret up in there. But then there's other people like Ross Coulthart, who's the guy that is the investigative reporter who's kind of who helped David Grush come out. And he works for 60 Minutes Australia. And there is this prevailing theory that besides what one side of it is like, I think that there is a political reason why they are ramping up this talk. They want this to happen
could
fast.
Be. Sure.
I think it's partially they just kind of there's either like a super like run of the mill explanation for it where like they just are sick of it being in the news cycle and they don't want to deal with it.
Could
anymore.
Just be space dust.
Yeah, like they just don't want it. Maybe they just want to settle it and say, fuck it. I'm sick of this. We have a lot of stuff going on. We're trying to get an election going and they want to nail it. Right. Maybe that's what they want to do. But there's another kind of thought process is their thinking because the term that keeps coming up is they keep saying there's some form of time constraint with releasing any information. This is a thing that has come up time and time again with all of these whistleblowers. They keep saying that it's important that we come out talking about this shit now because there's some kind of deadline we are approaching.
Okay.
That it seems to be amorphous. We have no idea what that means. So, of course, Ross Coulthart and everybody else in the UFO circles and all these other worlds, they're kind of saying, they're like, doomsday scenario, aliens are going to show. Everyone's freaking out, right? Everyone's freaking out.
Yes, unless, of course, we were seeded by the aliens and they're just coming to check on their little fun friends that they've created or seeded.
They really seem to be pointing towards this idea that we were told by something else. Like, you got to, like, 2023. You have this date.
Well, we're
and then we're going to just show up. There's like that. Or there's something along the lines of one of these things has got like, who knows? Because, you know, if you listen to Bob Lazar, if that's real, the one of the things that they found was so big that they literally had to build a building around it. They found it in an archaeological dig. They found it like, and it's ancient. And then maybe, can you imagine digging something up? And it's ancient, and then it just says, like, you know, like, September 24th, 2023 on it. And you're like, what, why, what?
What does it
like,
all mean?
And it's been sitting there for 50 years, and no one wants to talk about it. But I don't know what to make of any of this. I don't know what to make of any of it.
To that point, the officials that have been speaking with Christopher Mellon, they are with the Department of Defense and intelligence agencies who are leading the way when it comes to UAP disclosure, which is quite fascinating.
Or were they sandbagging it in the first place? And now we're on this, we're on an already registered time period of disclosure. Like they already, this has all been in the kitchen waiting to come out where they've been waiting. And then we're going to slowly reveal in 2017, we hit this marker. We're going to do this. We're going to push it forward, which technically would make it the most functional rollout the government's ever done, which then I don't know if that, then that makes me doubt it immediately. Yeah. Like the idea that anything's on time or they have some kind of schedule. I don't think that's real either because we've met people who work in the government and it seems like it's a fucking mess.
Yeah, apparently a bunch of people think that there's something out there, including the Pope.
I mean, the Pope wants there something to be out there because it's somebody else could stop talking about all the molestations.
Yeah, although according to Dr. Sean M. Kirkpatrick, well, that's the other part about all this. It's all a massive smokescreen to discuss our corporatocracy and our total screwing over of every single human being. But according to Sean M. Kirkpatrick, that's the name of the guy from Dirty Work who got to punch Artie Lang because that was a really funny little bit they did there. He's the director of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office.
Look how fucking terrible. Look, I hate it. It's a good
thing. All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. He previously testified to Congress that there was no credible evidence thus far of extraterrestrial activity.
Well, again, so there extraterrestrial is a word that they all are saying that it's not. Yep. No one's saying extraterrestrial.
Well, Mellon disagreed with him. One thing we do know, tomorrow, it's going to be a stinky time in Washington, D.C.
Oh, God, when the ufologists roll in. Ooh, man. It's one of the only type of conventions that there won't be a bump in sex worker activity.
No, there might be a bump in, like, creams.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of powders. Chafes.
Anything that involves chafing. And yes. Then especially, and then a lot of these guys, because they're begging from, they have to beg for gas money for MUFON and NICAP and all these things. Yeah, so it's like, there's going to be a lot of fast food influxes. I mean, if you're running a Popeyes in Washington, D.C.,
be careful.
You're about to get a lot more difficult customers that are going to roll in. But I'm very, very curious because, yes, I could see the smokescreen aspect.
Sure.
Of course, like, because there's a lot going on to cover. We do have, like, we're in the middle of, like,
we're in the middle of a land war in America. We're in the middle of a land war in Europe.
Yeah, we got a proxy war, but that's
not a proxy
cooking.
War. It's a very real war.
But we're cooking. But I mean, it's a proxy war for us. You know what I mean? We're letting other people do the fighting and dying.
Send
but
a bunch of different kind of bombs.
But the idea is, like, yeah, but that's kind of cooking. Like, we don't need to forget about that. I feel like there's, like, strike seasons happening in the country, but, the UPS strike was stopped, quote-unquote, and now there's a lot of people talking about striking, so I feel like, yes, maybe it's a smokescreen to get people to talk about something else, but I feel like that's exactly what people are talking about on these strike picket lines, is UFOs and UAPs. I feel like it doesn't hurt anything. I feel like more information than ever is getting spread, because you have all these guys all mingling and talking and hanging out.
And don't forget Hollywood's role when it comes to the disclosure of the UFO phenomenon.
Oh, yes, but you really do. Then you wonder. We've talking about
this. They've been working with the government. Hollywood elites have been working with the government for
close
a long time.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Steven Spielberg was reached out by he reached out to Jacques Vallée. Jacques Vallée was connected with all the government. They all came in. He had government advisors who said, being like, you know, it'd be interesting because it might look something a lot like this. You know, and Steven Spielberg was like, my parents divorced.
And then, of
Do
course,
you remember my parents?
Yes, and of course, that was very hard for me. He made a movie about it. And then, naturally, of course, we also have to remember that people who work for the government are just dumb enough to have jobs with the government. So it's all just human beings. As much as we want to have a
turtles all the way down, man.
Wonderful conspiracy that someone might actually be in charge and know anything. They're all a bunch of morons.
But part of you wonders, I think the big conundrum of this, again, all of this could be hot garbage and no, and this will roll past and we will laugh this time period. But if even a, which was come up on last podcast time and time again, even if 1% is true,
yeah,
there's a secret history of the United States of America, then that is a completely real. And then all bets are off. Then well, it's all,
I mean,
we're all going to sit here because I wonder, what if there are idiots in charge? And maybe yeah, now it's kind of more of a self-realization. This is what they're all kind of coming to a head to, if this is real, that we have something on our hands that we fundamentally do not understand. And that's the main issue. That's now, why we haven't disclosed.
They haven't said that. They're just like, it could literally be a toilet from fucking Klukesgar.
Seriously.
And they're just like, that's where the alien shit.
But you, that's what I think.
Because you know what? They're going to receive at some point that stupid fucking car that Elon Musk put into space.
Oh.
So every, like, there's a car that they're going to be getting, like, so who knows? I mean, yeah, I don't think it's that far out of the realm of possibility.
Who fucking knows? You could get this thing that's like an alien version of a camper.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
An Atari.
Like, that no one has any idea yeah, what it is. And so I feel like there is that. There is a stripe of that in this conversation. But we'll see.
With what you see here, now, this was an alien plunger. And it's just a really cool plunger.
And then it increases. And like, can we use it? And they're like, no, actually, the alien shed and more of a translucent hologram-like cube. And you're like, oh, so this doesn't actually help us? And you're like, no, but isn't
it would help us. It would help us.
I don't know.
Well, of course, plunger technology. What I have seen now that people are doing, they put that sheet over the toilet and they push down on it as if giving toilet CPR because you shat in it so much that it's died.
What do you mean?
And then it's a sheet.
What do you
mean?
A sheet?
It's like a little cellophane sheet.
What?
And you put it on the toilet.
Like a dumpster dam for, like a dental dam for,
yeah,
what is this? What do you mean? Like, let me look at this. What do
it's
you mean?
A toilet sheet
for plunging?
Yes. Well, you don't actually plunge it then. And then you put it on there. It seals the air. And then you just push on it again.
Sticky toilet plunging seats.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun. You might want to use that actually. I think it is developed in Japan. So that would kind of go well with your toilet.
What does this do?
Well, it stops all your shit from
Where'd
staying
in. Where'd you see this? This is like from it. World War II.
I saw it.
Where were you at?
Oh, buddy, I see so much. I see so much.
When did you?
Have you seen how it works? Do the video. You're going to want to know how it works.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good. You might actually like something.
It is Japanese, right?
It is Japanese. Yes, exactly. And you have a Japanese toilet, so I think that might go well.
Mine actually, it plunges itself. It calls a little man, and the man comes all the way from China, all the way from Japan,
aww,
and he plunges it right there in front
of me. Isn't that nice?
And then, honestly, he will stay.
Yes. Well, as you look at that, Aaron Hernandez, he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then he also did kill two people.
He did, yeah.
But let's focus on the positive. He did.
He was
win
the
a
one
Super
that
Bowl.
Was like also kind of secretly gay, right?
Yeah, which became very publicly gay. He did kill himself, thinking that his family was going to get the money.
He did commit a suicide. Yeah,
yeah, because
right,
technically he had not yet gone through, I believe, the sentencing phase. So if he committed suicide, he thought his family was going to get his money.
That's
still
incorrect.
But in Massachusetts, it wasn't incorrect. But then they changed the law because of him.
Yeah,
because
he was on trial
and now,
for murder.
It's incorrect. But anyway, his fucking brother, Dennis John DJ Hernandez, he was just arrested for the fourth time this year. He was planning to shoot up Brown University and the University of Connecticut.
I feel like there's something going wrong in the Hernandez family.
They need to just stick with football.
It sounds like football might have been the issue.
Oh,
it sounds like they all had scrambled eggs for brains.
No, he was so fucking tall. He was fine. He didn't even play long enough to get the scrambled egg brain, which then, if you do that, you get a jacket and you get to go into
isn't
the Hall
nice?
Of Fame.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's what I want to do. According to this, a witness said Hernandez said he had a bullet for everyone. But not a giveaway kind of thing.
DJ
Hernandez.
So
from a bullet.
Was he a football player? He played college football.
No, he was his brother.
I know. But he served as a quarterback's coach for Brown's football team for one season.
He wrote a post on July 19th. He says, will I kill? ? Absolutely.
Oh.
I've warned my enemies.
And you were like, all right, you asked the question. You didn't give me time to answer.
And he got the answer. Will I kill? Absolutely. I've warned my enemies, so pay up front.
That doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't do it. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to help anybody, but don't do that. Don't warn them.
Also, may I say, one of the nicest pictures of a mugshot I've ever seen. He looks like a nice man, but then again, he just wants to go kill everybody. He says, UConn program is going to pay unless I have a package deal and I get my estate and every single thing I have worked for.
Do you think it's I mean, obviously, there's a mental health issue. But what is it with the, is it the two of them? Is it like, obviously it did not get better when your brother commits murder and then commits suicide. And, you know, I'm certain that your life doesn't get better. Like, you don't turn into like a, oh, like, oh, I'm going to finish the 10K this week. You know, like after all that, like, well, I feel like there's a lot going on depending on the people, depending on the people that actually heal and move on, do the work.
Yeah. You know, let's learn from Aaron's mistakes and let's be more upfront with who we are as a person. So we don't feel so angry. He says, I'm prepared to give my life so I don't get to see you on the outside. No, I love you always. So if I don't get to see you on the outside, I love you always. Not all shootings are bad, I'm realizing. Some are necessary for change to happen.
That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Be the change
you want to see. Wait a second, who said that?
That's what DJ Hernandez says, the brother
so
of...
So he gave everybody his own moral to the story? But
yeah,
like,
he said, not all shootings are bad, I'm realizing.
See, sometimes it's nice to just tell everybody you're going to kill them because then people show up. Put you in a hospital.
Yep.
And he's not incorrect. You know what I mean? I do understand. That's called a cry for help.
But isn't it interesting?
You know, that's what that technically would be.
This is another example of the differences between the UK and America, because Hernandez was charged with second degree breach of peace and physical threats. Oh, well, yep. Hernandez eventually exited the house and yelled multiple times for officers to shoot him. Then he was tased.
Damn.
So they tased him there. They didn't shoot him. So you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need.
Hey, I find that out every day. Look at me. That's all I've got. This is the face of a person who's only received what they needed.
But here we go.
Here he is.
I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know about that. Also, look at him there. Similar haircuts, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
The brother's got similar haircuts.
Yeah, I think the whole family needs a mulligan. Maybe that's what it is. Give him a mulligan. Redo the whole family.
Oh.
Live from your grave.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Did you see this story? I just chose this story just because I felt just slightly triggered because of my body, but it sort of made sense. Surprise, the zoo gorilla, thought to be a male, births a baby. Now, what they're saying here is according to this baby, right? Because they explained in its press release, it's challenging to determine sex when gorillas are young, right?
Okay.
Until they're about Sully's age, right? Because they don't have prominent sex organs. And both males and females are sized about the same. Right?
Oh, interesting.
So it's very interesting. He's eight years old.
You can't tell if it's got a ding dong or
I thought that gorillas just had open dicks. Yeah. But I guess not, right? But then as they reach a certain age, right? They become sexually dimorphic, meaning males and females look very different as they age. The release continues. However, males don't develop their characteristic large size, silverbacks, and large head bumps called sagittal crests until about age 12.
They call those head bumps sagittal?
Sagittal? C-S-A-G-I-T-T-A.
They should call them like killer skulls.
Yeah, cool.
Like something cool. Yeah. They're awesome.
Bump heads.
But
since Sally, who's lived in the zoo since 2018, was young and healthy, she hadn't needed any veterinary procedures that would have resulted in zookeepers determining her true sex.
No gyno.
But they thought that, you know, honestly, they just thought Sully was just a huge titted dude, just like myself. Literally just thought he had the body of a mother. And then he just shot a baby out. They're like, holy fucking shit.
Do you think that'll ever happen to you? You think you're ever going to shit a baby out?
I mean, I keep checking.
I know.
Sometimes I'll take a dump and it hurts.
Well, that's very good news because I would assume that this is endangered or in need of more.
No, it's always good to have more gorilla babies.
Oh, yes.
And gorillas really show outward signs of pregnancy because the newborns are smaller than human babies and gorillas have large abdomens.
So they just...
Because I thought maybe that's what happened. Because you remember how, name? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow like had a baby no one saw?
They have all the dietitians and
stuff. She was
stuff.
Like one thing. She had like a baby like the size of a golf ball or something. Someone else had it. There's no way she did it.
I don't recall that story.
Some celebrity that was like really tiny and then they like no one believed that they had the baby in them.
I feel bad for them. That's your chance. Eat the ice cream at midnight.
I feel like this has happened across celebrities, though. I think it's because there's like surrogates is a big deal. Because, you're on tour and you're doing all this type of shit. You can't just have a baby.
Right, right. Well, all right. So there's a baby there. Oh, just my last story is if you live in Los Angeles, be careful. This guy, there's a naked dude. He's hanging out in all these LA apartment buildings. And as a matter of fact, the building that he's hanging out here looks like our old studio.
Look at that.
It looks like
Oh my God, that does look like our old fucking studio. Was that? Does it say what neighborhood he was in?
He's in East Hollywood, so I don't believe that it is.
Yeah, but it looks a lot like it.
Truly, it is scary. This guy's butt-ass naked, head to toe, and he's got a knife. So I guess that's kind of a piece of clothing. Anyway, if you are around the North Serrano Avenue in East Hollywood neighborhood, be very careful, truly, because this guy is out there. According to a 27-year-old resident who gave her full name, which I'm not going to give, she says he's been trying to break into apartments. He was rocking around naked one night, just full-on naked. I wasn't able to sleep the last week or so. I developed really bad insomnia, anxiety.
This Barbie marketing is going too far.
I agree.
I'm sick of this.
Everyone else is feeling the same thing. So I hope. There he is bending over. He's doing all the nudie stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he is really doing that. He's just like tying his fake shoes and doing fake lunges and shit.
Yeah.
He's doing the most naked stuff I've seen.
So
naked.
If you are in law enforcement, this would be one of those chances for you to do something good.
But it's hard
maybe
because
be careful here to protect these people.
It sounds like what he's doing is that he's fully clothed and then he goes into the apartment building and takes off his clothes. He's like, outside he's fully clothed.
Yeah.
And then he goes in.
Well, she says you don't want to wake up and see a naked man roaming the pool touching himself.
No.
There's children. She says it's unbearable.
I feel that it's not.
Oof.
Like, it doesn't help
because
you're in East Hollywood. You're already paying rent way past what you should be fucking, especially for where you're at. You're already to the max. You're working three jobs. And you got to deal with this fucking naked guy. You know how many times I'd have to deal? Like, remember there was a woman who, one of my old apartment complex, when I lived in New York, there was a, like, how do you say this? It was a very elderly woman. And used to go, doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, like on the corner, right?
That's a lot like this naked guy carrying a knife.
But the thing is that at first, you're like, oh, that's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you see a naked guy around, you're like, L.A., never change.
I don't know if that's
LA,
true.
L.A., Hollywood, another dream, come alive. You know? Depends on how big his cock is, right?
Well, it's,
but then
by the blur,
eventually,
pretty big.
This woman, this old woman kept being like, help me. Hell,
so
I try to avoid her, and then she lived on the bottom floor of our building, and then I would have to go and like help her turn her television on, and she was always kind of covered in pee, and the whole place had a lot of pee, and all of a sudden now I'm avoiding her because she needed more and more help, and then she'd forget to wear clothes, and
you're not
you
a
go
hero.
In there, and
you're not
like,
a hero.
No.
Okay, so
I'm
this
a
older,
comedian.
Literally, this older woman. Your story that you're attempting to paint as you as the victim is literally an elderly woman who needs help.
I had to avoid her.
And then you were just like, she was literally ruining
my day.
Right.
I couldn't. I didn't want to deal. I didn't want to see her anymore. Because
you can
do 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 do. And she'd say all
that's
like weird
actually
stuff.
Okay, that's kind of cute though.
No,
and
it
then
got
she would
to
say,
be.
But
no,
then she would
then
say, help me.
No.
And then you were like, oh, yeah, to go. So it's like actually the story is evidence of you just being a horribly selfish neighbor.
I had to go to an audition.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot going on. I had to go record a podcast. And she'd be like, I'm alone.
Help me out.
I'd be like, you're stressing me out.
Right. Wow.
You know what I mean?
It was
like,
so hard for you.
And then all night she'd wail and wail
she's
because her landlord was named William. She'd go, William.
William, yeah. William, like right. all
need,
night.
In need of help, yeah.
Yeah, but then it's just been like, yeah. just so like,
was, wow, must have been so hard
fucking,
for you.
Yeah, just, yikes. Come must on, let's have been quiet hard. Time. It's yeah. quiet time in the apartment.
Well, it seems as if maybe if just anybody helped her at any point, maybe she
That's
would stop
not
asking for
me,
it.
Dude. I'm right. a fucking, I'm a working actor, yeah. Satanist, bon uh-huh. vivant. Yeah. I got to get out there. I'm hungover. I can't well, deal
how
with
brave,
your sign
of you.
Your deep sign. That's mortality.
And
in
also,
my face.
You can't just use your whatever version of Satanism as a reason not to help an older woman. Because to be honest with you, Satan would just go have sex with her.
No.
Maybe that's what you should do.
Hey.
Maybe you could have gone and helped her out a little bit, scooped.
She didn't know what was happening.
She if knows she needed
her,
help. She,
yeah,
know,
yeah, 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 yeah. But if I had sex with her, that's a woman deep in the throes
well, that's
of dementia.
Actually probably true. Yeah, that's a good point. So
that's a Christian
It's
move.
Not as bad as it could have been. You chose to ignore. So that's good.
Why couldn't you could have move?
You had to move.
Because all night, like, help, help, William, William.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I just, like, you're
like
stressing
just needed,
me out,
she
woman.
She needed some help.
There's a recession.
Right. I don't, what was it, 2008 then, or
2013.
Yeah, so it's not really a recession.
Help, help.
Kind of
In this
actually,
economy?
It wasn't that bad then. It was actually not as bad as it was.
On the it was on the re-jump, but that was actually, I actually didn't get a lot of work in 2013.
No, you didn't have a day job, though, because you were the first one
no,
to-
No, I was on unemployment for a long period of time because yeah. I was out of work.
But you were the first one to jump fully into the arts, but that was 2014?
I get my first job in 2009.
Okay. All right, let's do Hero of the Week. An otter has turned into an outlaw. This otter is very cute. He keeps on stealing everybody's surfboards. It's a 5-year-old female otter, officially known as Otter 841. What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
What
fucking,
the fuck?
Yes.
Why don't we just call her like, we'll call her.
Number nine.
Why don't we call her Otera the Otter?
Oh, yeah.
And ironically enough, your name in Wolf of Wall Street was Sea Otter. So it all does come together.
I don't know. You never know.
Apparently, this otter is unusually aggressive, and she's been seen near the Santa Cruz coast.
No, she's a thief.
Yeah, but in this context, we're making her a hero because why not? So a lot of people are saying, keep 841 free. Keep 841 free.
Oh, yeah. People are coming because they're saying they don't know because, again, because it's surfing all over her turf.
You're surfing on her turf. Also, you got to be able to whap a 5-year-old female otter in the head and win. We're still supposed to be a superior species. And all of these, I've seen the videos and the surfboarders are just like, I guess you can have it. It's like, no, whap her. That's why she's a hero.
It's true.
Because she's exposing these hunks that all the women want. These people are cowards and they won't defend you. They can't even beat a 5-year-old otter. I'll beat a 5-year-old otter to death right now. But anyway, not this one because that's Hero of the Week.
I love this. Ann Stadler, who's a vocal, she says, I don't have all the facts and history of the incidents, but it just seems to me to be yet another example of humans feeling that they have the right of way on the earth. And that other contemporary species,
let otters vote.
And their rights to their native habitats. Are expendable. Oh, someone's been watching Pocahontas.
Indeed. Well, many people have also gone back to the aforementioned Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, I love
they
this.
Say,
yeah,
this is
meme.
A meme that reads,
she's the hero Santa Cruz deserves, but not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt her, because she can take it.
Indeed.
Because she's not our hero. She's a silent guardian. We'll watch her protect her. A dark night.
A dark night, indeed. So there you go. The California Department.
You shouldn't arrest an otter, though.
You can't.
Not for thievery.
How the hell are you going to arrest a fucking otter?
Smaller, little. I mean, I guess what you used to arrest kids.
Yep. So anyway, the Otter 841 was born in the aquarium approximately 5 years ago. She was raised by her mother and minimally cared for by the staff, disguised in black rubber suits and wielding masks to hide their human appearance, which also probably made her like really freak the fuck out because they're still like humans, you know? And then
it's very interesting. Because it is very interesting. Over the
past year,
have you seen this? 162 children under 13 have shot themselves or another child. We have almost one every other day.
Well, what the hell are you talking about that children. For?
Because I want to talk about culpability of animals. Because then Eddie sent me this thing recently for some
culpability
reason.
Culpability of animals.
A list of fatal bear attacks. You know, there's hardly any.
Yeah, no
like
shit.
Like, per year, there's, like, almost no bear attacks.
Yeah.
There's more toddler versus toddler violence than bears on humans.
Yeah. And shark attacks as well. Yeah, that's all a myth.
It's interesting. I did not know that there's this many fatal bear attacks.
But no, anyway, let's go back to the hero that we need.
Otter 841. You have become hero of the week. You're also harassing surfers. And again, I'm just a little bit jealous because they'll take your wife. They're surfers, and they also know how to get away.
But honestly,
they can get away from land, on land or sea. They're surfers.
The truth is, surfers don't need your wife. They got plenty of fucking, speaking of otters, tail. Anywhere they go, man. Surfers, again, washboard abs. Anybody with that type of, like, natural V never has to worry about anything. They don't have to fuck your wife.
Several petitions have circled supporting 841's freedom. They got over 50,000 signatures saying, you leave that otter alone.
Hey, I'm with them. I'm now on the other side. Don't bust an otter for thievery. It's so hard to get the receipts.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what are you going to do? It's super cute.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
Super cute.
Before I do my little listener emails here, I just want to remind you, check out the stream we have this week.
Saturday, July 20.
A lot of work's coming down the pipe, right? 7/29, July 29th. Check it out. twitch.tv/podcastnetwork from 10 to 10. We're doing 12 hours.
They're putting
me
to work.
Big old. You're putting him to work.
They're putting me to work, everybody.
And you're going
to
get him out there in the direct sunlight. We're going to do a full LPN TV presents The Grind. This is a full on grind parody. We're going to have people dancing. You're going to be parody. It's like The Grind's back.
Yeah, exactly. This is like how I watched Spaceballs before I watched Star Wars. And I watched Star Wars and I was like, this isn't funny at all.
Oh, yes. And then remember, yes, we got The Good Pud is coming into a live streaming show and it's going to be a regular streaming show on our Twitch.
This is what you really think is going
to
bring them in.
Oh, you got to. It literally has to. I'm just physically trying to remind them because you literally cannot tell them enough.
What kind of pudding do you think you'll be eating with Jackie?
I don't know. That's for a reveal.
Okay.
On the
you
show.
Don't see if I don't see some goddamn tapioca.
I don't like tapioca. It's got chunks in it.
You've got to like the tapioca.
You like tapioca?
I do, but I don't like bubble tea.
It's like the same. It's just
but it's different
because
they're smaller.
Bubble tea is tapioca. In frozen form.
And it's too big.
Like Han Solo, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, the straw is so big, you feel like you're sucking off a robot or something. It's weird.
I mean, interesting, because you've got a bigger mouth. I'm certainly, like, I guess you know, you're not. Your mouth is more narrow than I thought it would be.
It's the first time you're looking at it, huh?
It's just
why don't you read your emails there?
Let me check it out.
Why don't you read your little emails?
Your fucking show is also going to be on the fucking stream. We're doing
why don't
a
you read your little
back.
Fucking emails.
I'm going to you better check it out. It's for free.
All right. Because you said you got some good ones. Last week, you said, I feel like every week you've said, oh, I've got some good ones. I'll share them next week. But then it doesn't seem like you haven't been sharing the
good
ones.
No, sometimes I do.
Okay.
But then sometimes you forget.
Right.
And sometimes then you read it and you realize it was never actually very good.
Right. But you read it last night, yeah. You're super stoned or something. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great.
So I wrote the following report for my supervisor to have on record after receiving a crazy phone call while dispatching for animal control in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
I decided to not edit it. I think the official report style makes it even better. On 3/17/2021, around 9 a.m., I received a call from a man who sounded mentally disabled.
It was a man.
Stuttered and had trouble getting clear thoughts out. He started by telling me that he had brain damage and to please be patient with him and answer all his questions and promise not to laugh at him. This is how I need to start everything.
All right. You better have brain damage, though. This can't just be a sexual bit.
I promised not to laugh and said I would do my best to answer his questions. He mentioned to me that he had recently been in the hospital and was now in a hotel room. He said he had found the door open and gone inside and was now hiding under the bed.
Oh, this so animal he wasn't, control. He wasn't paying control. For the hotel.
He said he had about 41 bottles of pills and they had taken a lot of animal tranquilizers. I attempted to find out where he was and he said he was in a hotel on ELM Street, somewhere downtown.
Elm Street.
I suggested Elm and he said yes.
Yeah,
this again, this is report style. He asked me a line of questions that was something like this. Are you an animal control officer? Are you a lady officer? What does your truck look like? Does it have boxes for dogs in the back? Could I please, I'm begging you, just go into one of these boxes. If you saw someone in a dog costume, would you have to stop and pick it up? Right? He expressed that he had a dog costume that was very realistic and that he was a small person. So I would probably think that he was a dog and could put him in one of the boxes so that he could hide in there for the day. When I let him know I could not do that, that's when he started to ask where we keep the trucks and saying that if I found him in one, I could just pretend to not see him. He also wanted me to look at a Dalmatian dog costume on the internet for comparison. He continued talking and mentioned that he has four guns and a lot more pills, and he was wanting to kill himself.
Well, dogs don't have guns.
No. It's fair. I mean, they can have a gun, but most of the time they think it's streets.
Yeah, sometimes dogs do pull triggers on accident, and it does kill people.
I contacted dispatch and continued to try to get an address or a hotel name. He would not tell me anything, but continued to ask about the truck. I asked him not to kill himself or hurt himself. I also told him that I was very worried about him and would like to send help if he could please tell me where he was. Eventually, he told me that the pills he took made him as small as the letter I on a phone. Next, he went into questions about if he jumped in my purse, would I take it home and put in my closet? He then talked about jumping into my slippers. He asked about what size shoe I wore, if there was toe indentations in the slippers, and if he could fit in the indentations and he could hide there. All again, kind of cute.
I mean, not really at all, actually, because of all the guns and the drugs and the vor. This is a vor element.
There's a lot of elements here. His questions got more sexual and fetishistic as I attempted to keep him on the phone. I eventually got an address of 517 ELM. I attempted to keep him on the phone while talking to dispatch about his location. He continued to ask questions about my feet, my toes, gobbling them up, whether he could put hot sauce on them. At a few points, I could hear what sounded like him masturbating. I attempted to get a room number, his name or description of the man, but he would not answer my questions.
He eventually said,
because again, this is someone technically a very helpful person, because he said he was suicidal, and so they're trying to stop him, right?
Right.
So eventually he said, I see officers. Why did you send them? I told him because I did not want him to hurt himself or anyone else. I told him they were there just to help. And he said, you tricked me. And he stayed on the phone for some time after that, but he would not communicate with me other than answering my questions of, are you still there from time to time? And then he hung up.
All right. Well, there you go. What a story indeed. No word on if he committed suicide or not.
And then they did pick him up. They said that he was found. He got picked him up by animal control because the cops had then kind of animal control had to be called the cops. The cops came and they said they found a man in a full dog suit asking to be picked up and put into an animal control truck. And then he was openly masturbating.
All right. There you go. You never know.
It takes a village.
Animal control. I suppose we are animals. So I guess that would check out. But yep. Okay. Well, there you go.
Here I got another one. Let me just start by saying that this ghost encounter has four total witnesses, including myself. So when my brother and I were kids, we hung out with our two male cousins at the time. Did normal boy stuff like climbing on the roof and jumping off, you know, having rock fights, etc. Me and my buddies used to show each other our buttholes.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to have fun with this here. A little wink for you.
So one day we were playing in mine, my brother's garage, and decided to go play in the attic. And this is where the spooky stuff happens. Myself and one of our cousins climbed up first as we were the youngest and smallest. My brother and another cousin then climbed to the top of the ladder to see us staring motionless at the back of the attic. They asked us what we were looking at. This granny doll hanging on the wall, I said. And there's a lantern under it. I move over so they could see and they look just as confused as us. Pinned to the wall at the very back of the attic was a granny doll.
Oh.
It was a similar doll style as a Raggedy Ann, but it was an old woman. And it was nailed to the wall by its hands and its feet, similar to a crucifixion. And there was a huge old-timey oil lantern underneath it.
Oh, that's
with a fire burning, illuminating the doll from underneath. The cousin I was up there with immediately clawed his way back down the attic with his brother. They both seemed completely rattled. However, my brother told me to go get closer. And as I went to, and I want to preface this with a few things. My brother and I have always believed in ghosts, but we were also just generally desensitized to pretty much everything because we grew up on the internet. So our opinion on ghosts has always been, if they live here too, treat them like a roommate. Don't fuck with them. They won't fuck with you.
Well, that's not how you treat roommates for the most part. You kind of razz them.
Don't look
punch
at them. Just don't look at them.
Don't look at your roommates.
I would never look at a roommate.
Never look at a roommate. Okay.
I crawled all the way back there to get a closer look. And yes, indeed, it was a fucking granny doll nailed to the wall with an oil lantern lit underneath it. I immediately came back down and got my parents. My mom climbed the ladder and said she didn't see a granny doll, but she did see a light coming from the back of the attic. She went in and came back with a tiny toy battery powered lantern, much, much smaller than the one I had seen. And this one was made out of plastic. We had never seen that toy lantern before, and even weirder, it still worked. My brother and I and our parents all joked about the so-called granny doll that haunted our house well into our adulthood. This happens maybe 20 years ago, so we turned the whole encounter into a sort of inside joke. However, a few years ago, we asked those same cousins if they remember the granny doll, and they both turned pale within seconds and refused to talk about it.
Wow. Well, there you go. You never know what's going to happen. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, every day you got to live every day fucking hanging out like you're crucified to an attic wall. Just remember, hey, I'm just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here. All right, rent free, living rent free in this ghost economy.
This is incredible, right? Yeah. I'm living rent free in this family's head. I'm a granny doll. I'm crucified. I'm laughing my way to the bank,
absolutely.
Right? I know for a fact that I am scaring everybody. Isn't this awesome? And I'm just crucified here because I stole an apple next to Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, that would make sense.
All right, and then you're going to love the fact that you help open heaven.
You did indeed.
Well, and then also, I forgot, you know, the upside down cross came about because the one of the other disciples was going to get crucified, and he wanted to be crucified in the same manner as Jesus Christ. So then he was crucified upside down.
Well, isn't that fascinating? All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thanks to everyone who came out to Comic-Con in San Diego.
We did it really good. We had a really fun panel.
Yes. And I'm sorry I couldn't make that, but I know Marcus and Henry had a great time, and everyone else did.
The show sounded great. Yes,
and thanks for everyone who came out to Las Vegas. We sold out. Wise guys. And you know what my reward for that was? They asked us to do the club in Salt Lake City.
Whoa.
All right. So there
making
you go.
Making connections.
There are rewards to be
there
to
is.
Do it well. You get to go to Utah, potentially, although I don't think there's enough money to actually go because we'll have to cost us. Anyway, thank you for coming out. And for the birthday cake. I got birthday cake.
That's really nice.
And the crowd sang happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So that was nice. But I don't like my birthday, but I was like, thank you.
No, but the, you know, again, because we had a really
also,
good time in your 40th.
40 new.
42, 40 new.
Because
yeah, I can see it.
Last week sucked. So now this week is going to be better.
This week's going to be better.
Okay.
It better be.
And this year is going to be great.
We're more than halfway through it.
No, my year.
Yeah, you were saying it's in a, you're in a low
no,
stock.
No, my year of 42. Which has just begun.
Yeah, it's just begun. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
It's just begun.
It really has. And it is. Ha. Wow.
All right. Well,
steaming out. Steaming out the fucking the hole, man.
Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Congratulations.
Hail me.
See you on Saturday
for
the stream.
Comment on us.
Yes.
Comment on us.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.